From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Early this morning, the House of Representatives passed legislation funding the government through December 5th. The Senate takes up the bill today, but President Clinton has already promised to veto it, saying he won't agree to the GOP budget plan. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The stopgap funding measure got 277 votes in the House, including 48 Democrats. Republicans had removed a controversial Medicare provision. House Speaker Newt Gingrich said Congress only wants a commitment to a balanced budget, and the details can be negotiated later.
All it says is the President of the United States, in return for us giving him billions of dollars to spend, should commit to a seven-year balanced budget scored honestly by the Congressional Budget Office.
President Clinton told CBS News that he will veto the bill because agreeing to the Republican terms would mean unacceptable cuts in Medicare and other programs. The president said he was willing to let the impasse run all the way to next year's elections if necessary. Meanwhile, the partial government shutdown is in its third day. I'm Peter Kenyon at the Capitol.
President Clinton isn't there, but today Pacific Rim trade officials meeting in Tokyo reported an agreement on elements for creating a vast free trade zone in the next 25 years. The president is staying home because of the budget crisis. Attorney General Janet Reno told her weekly news conference today that she has Parkinson's disease. Reno says she is taking medication for the disease and feels fine. As for whether she will continue in her job, Reno said,
"My doctor tells me that neither the disease nor the medication should impair my ability to do the job, and I intend to keep on doing it."
The former president of South Korea, No Tae-woo, has been arrested on corruption charges. No's been charged with accepting more than $300 million from some of the country's leading businessmen. Charles Scanlon has this report.
Mr. No emerged from the prosecutor general's office after a marathon interrogation session that lasted 28 hours. He told the hundreds of waiting reporters that he was sorry for the trouble he'd caused. Mr. No said he was particularly concerned about the impact of the scandal on the country's business leaders and on their performance in world markets. He also expressed the hope for a new, cleaner era in the nation's politics. The former president was then driven away in a black sedan to a high-security detention center near the capital, where he's expected to be held until his trial. He faces a minimum of 10 years in prison if convicted of the charges against him. Mr. No maintained that the hundreds of millions of dollars donated to him by businessmen were part of a political fund necessary to govern the country. But the prosecutors concluded that much of the money was given as bribes in return for specific favors.
Charles Scanlon reporting for the BBC. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 34.32. Trading is active. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up nearly 5 points. This is NPR News. A private organization, the Pew Health Professions Commission, said today that the United States has too many doctors, pharmacists, and nurses, and the commission recommends that 20% of the nation's medical schools should be shut down over the next decade. The group also suggests admitting 20 to 25% fewer students by the year 2005. This would reduce enrollment by about 4,000 students. The study also predicts that as many as half the nation's 5,000 hospitals will close. Mexico's Director General for International Treasury Affairs and spokesman for the Government Economic Program says that the central bank will continue to intervene to stabilize the beleaguered peso, which has been fluctuating wildly against the dollar. James Bleers has a report from Mexico City.
The Mexican government, which is struggling to overcome an economic crisis, is aiming for an exchange rate of 7.7 pesos to the dollar in 1996. But Alejandro Valenzuela stressed this is only a reference point because the currency is still being allowed to float. However, he explained the central bank will intervene to buy pesos if the currency again plummets due to unfounded speculation.
This is something which we'll just have to go through for some time. And as we continue building up credibility and confidence and we continue delivering the results, which are going in the direction of a more prosperous economy.
Valenzuela says the lesson has been learned about running a large current account deficit, and domestic savings must now be strengthened to reduce vulnerability. For National Public Radio, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
An international tribunal in The Hague today indicted the Bosnian Serbs' top two political and military leaders for more war crimes. Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic and his army commander, General Ratko Mladic, were charged with genocide in the Muslim enclave of Srebrenica. The two had already been charged with war crimes against Bosnia's Muslim and Croat populations. This is National Public Radio News from Washington. The U.S. dollar ended higher in Tokyo trading today. It is mixed in European trading. Gold prices are lower. Bloomberg's Jeremy Naylor has more financial news from London.
In the UK, the FTSE's been trading up all day, although it's presently back from the highs it set earlier on, taking the index to all-time records. The record close yesterday on Wall Street started the market well, then drug makers took off after the industry gained amid renewed speculation that Zeneca Group is the target of a takeover bid, with Swiss pharmaceuticals company Roche Holdings among the possible suitors. Also, life insurers are running well after Legal & General said that it will pay policyholders a $253 million special bonus payment this year, following the conclusion of talks with its regulator to determine the size of its surplus funds. Shares on the German DAX index closed floored trading and ended the day up 0.6%. The rise came from both the New York close yesterday and also from rising German bonds. This boosted shares in financials as they hold large bond portfolios as forms of long-term investments. Chemicals led the advance, though, after Bayer announced its Agfa unit would buy Hoechst's printing business. Bayer lifted 1%. In the currency markets, the US dollar is down a quarter of a pfennig at 1.40 German marks. I'm Jeremy Naylor.
Sprint Corporation says it will adopt some new economic accounting methods in its local telecommunications division. The move will result in a one-time charge against earnings of up to $650 million for the phone company. Sprint also says it will lay off about 1,600 people in its local telecom division over the next 2 years to become more competitive. AT&T is cutting its payroll. It is offering buyouts to half its supervisory staff ahead of its planned split into three companies. Those involved must decide by the end of next month whether to take the severance package. After that, the managers risk being fired. The Consumer Product Safety Commission holds a news conference today to advise manufacturers of children's clothing to shorten the drawstrings at the waists of children's jackets. The agency says the strings pose a serious hazard. NPR's Greg Peppers reports.
The commission says a small number of children each year are killed or injured when their jacket cords get tangled in playground equipment, school bus doors, or other obstacles. The Consumer Product Safety Commission today will begin telling manufacturers and parents what they can do to deter that danger. Among the suggestions, shorten the cords, stitch down drawstrings, and remove knots or toggles at the ends. A dangling drawstring proved fatal this year for a 13-year-old Beaver Creek, Ohio girl. The eighth grader was getting off a school bus in front of her home when one end of the cord on her coat became hooked on the bus handrail. She was dragged under the vehicle and killed. The girl was one of 17 children who died in the last decade because of tangled drawstrings. The death prompted Ohio Senator Mike DeWine to investigate the safety of school buses, and this summer Congressman Dave Hobson asked the Safety Commission to expand its corded neckline initiative and investigate the dangers of drawstrings that dangle below the waist. I'm Greg Peppers in Washington.
Prudential Insurance of America has reorganized in a move to cut some $800 million in expenses. The company, which is based in New Jersey, also says that over the next year and a half, it will eliminate many jobs and change others in an effort to streamline operations. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.